Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting second. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Tyak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Irv Hall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ori Aronson. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Ori Aronson. And now, play ball. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hockett moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine bunts towards the mound. Aronson fields it and throws to first for the out. Hockett moves to third. Boudreaux moves to second. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo takes first base on ball four. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White bunts towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vallo moves to second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo takes first base on ball four. Vallo moves to third. White moves to second. Jim Tyak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyak hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullenbine. Tyak reaches second base with a double. Vallo scores. White scores. Mayo moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mayo scores. One out. It's 3-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Valo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up towards short. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ori Aronson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aronson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Valo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Valo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Hockett reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hockett moves to third. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 0 in the game. Cullenbein hits a line drive into right field. Tyak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack misplays the ball. That's an error on Mack. Jim Tyak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mayo. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. Mayo steals second. Jim Tyak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tyak strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rocco for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops it up and throws to first, with Mac covering, for the out. Hall moves to second. Two outs. Ori Aronson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aronson is 0 for 1 in the game. Aronson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 1 in the game. Bagby hits a pop-up towards short. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter misplays the ball. That's an error on Suter. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hockett. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Hockett steals second. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Boudreaux hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tyak. Boudreaux reaches second base with a double. Hockett scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Athletics. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Tyak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Vallow moves to second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mayo bunts towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. Vallow moves to third. White moves to second. One out. Jim Tyak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tyak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vallow scores. White moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallo. Heath reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-2 in the game. Rocco hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tyak, who is chasing the ball. Rocco reaches third base with a triple. Heath scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rocco scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Athletics. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ori Aronson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aronson is 0-for-2 in the game. Aronson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-2 in the game. Bagby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hockett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bagby moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Boudreau bunts towards the mound. Aronson fields it and throws to first for the out. Bagby moves to third. Hockett moves to second. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bagby scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Athletics. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Tyak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Athletics. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mayo takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tyak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Tyak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mayo moves to second. Al Milner now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Rocco hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tyak. Rocco reaches second base with a double. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops it up and throws to first, with Mack covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Al Milner. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a pop-up towards third. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Hockett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hockett. The throw from Wagner, and Hall drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hockett scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Athletics. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cullenbine hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter catches it and throws to first to double up Boudreau. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.